Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. And let's talk about some postseason baseball. Of course, the Red Sox players have dispersed to golf courses across the nation after a forgettable season. But many Red Sox fans had something to cheer about last night as the Houston Astros beat the New York Yankees 3-0 in the American League wild card playoff game at Yankee Stadium.
The Astros' Dallas Keuchel, a 20-game winner, pitched 6 scoreless innings and shut down the Yankees, who ended their season with a whimper. And joining us, as he does every Wednesday, not whimpering, to talk about sports, is Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Hi, Bill.
That's the strangest introduction I've ever
heard. I try to mix it up every once
excellent,
in a
excellent.
While.
Let us go on with this.
Okay, so Houston has baseball's youngest lineup, the Yankees amongst the oldest. Youth over experience this time?
Yeah, that's part of it. Interestingly enough, Meghna, Houston also has the second cheapest lineup in the major leagues, and the Yankees have the second most expensive. Their payroll, the Yankees' payroll, is about $220 million. The Astros about $70 million. So it was also a triumph of something over dollars. I'm not sure quite what the implications of that are for the upcoming political season, but I guess we'll worry about that as the time when the time comes.
Good point. Well, we also read this morning that last night's loss for the Yankees, it was their 5th straight playoff loss. And in fact, they haven't won a postseason game in 3 years. At one point this season, the Yankees were in first place.
The thing that astonishes me about all this is we can't hear Anthony gloating.
Oh, but we can see him.
Well, we can see that a smile is spreading across his face as these statistics mount up. Yeah, they're not in a great groove right now, but I don't think gloating is exactly in order given where the Red Sox finished this season.
I'm certainly not gloating. The Yankees are a wonderful organization with many fine players.
Oh, well done.
Okay, good, thanks. So now,
good thing this is radio.
So now we're into the postseason, Bill, and a bunch of interesting storylines. Among them, the Chicago Cubs, who haven't won a World Series since the days of Julius Caesar. They take on the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight in the National League wild card game. So lots of hopeful fans in Chicago. What do you think? Could this be the year
for
the Cubs?
Of course it could be this year.
And what would that mean?
Well, I have said this before. I said it about the Red Sox until 2004. You know, if the Cubs do win the World Series, they won't be special anymore. They'll just be another team that won the World Series. And lots of teams can say that. And, you know, Cubs fans may not appreciate my saying this, but I think there's something to be said for special. And it was kind of communal for people to be able to say of the Red Sox, oh, they haven't won in my grandfather's lifetime and they won't win in mine. And if the Cubs win, you know, Cubs fans won't be able to have that kind of communal tie any longer.
All right. Well, here's hoping the worst for the Cubs then.
I didn't say that. For the record, it was mere musing.
Okay. Well, Bill, speaking of someone special, I want to ask you about the very popular Red Sox announcer, Don Orsillo, who said goodbye to the Red Sox fans and team this week. Orsillo was pushed out by NESN and the Red Sox after 15 years. Fans mounted a petition to keep him, but to no avail. Red Sox players saluted him on his final game of the season, and he said goodbye this way.
I want to thank the fans of Red Sox Nation. I thank you for your incredible support and your loyalty. I heard all of you, and never forget your words as they touched me so very deeply. Thank you for letting me into your homes, into your families for the last 15 years.
So Bill, Orsillo moves on to San Diego, but he's going to be, a lot of folks here are going to be sorry to see him go. What are your thoughts about
that? Definitely, you're right about that. A lot of people will be sorry to see him go because a baseball announcer just really does sort of become part of the weather, part of what happens every day in your life when the game is on. And I think, unfortunately, it was not a happy parting. I thought the moment at which the Red Sox themselves turned their faces to the booth and saluted him and doffed their caps to him was really quite a nice touch. And I wish him the best in San Diego, and I'm sorry he won't be around.
Do you think this is a miscalculation on Nesson's part?
I have no idea. I mean, what usually happens with these things is somebody else comes in and people get used to that somebody else and time rolls along as it generally does.
Mm. Well, Bill, before we wrap up, let's talk about what you have coming up on Only a Game. You spoke this week to the great veteran pitcher Bob Gibson, who played 17 years for the Cardinals. He's 79 now, so tell us a little bit about him.
He's still an angry guy. He's characterized himself at one point in our conversation. I'll let him talk about what he's like these days.
They used to call me a grumpy pitcher, and I was a grumpy pitcher because I sat on a bench, and it seemed like every single game was a one-run game. It was 1-0 or either 2-1. The next day, it seemed like the pitcher, whoever it was, went out. They got 10 runs or 11 runs. And I think the reason was probably because I usually pitched against the other team's number one pitcher, and you just weren't going to get a lot of runs off of them. So I was just a little grumpy most of the time.
Grumpy and really, really good, right?
Really good, yeah. It earned run average around 1.12 one year. So it was fun, and it was a little sketchy at the beginning of the conversation because I said, we'll have some fun with this, and Bob said, no, we probably won't. But we did.
Of course, Bob Gibson beat the Red Sox three times in that impossible dream World Series in 1967. What a great player. We'll look forward to hearing that on Saturday. That's Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. You can hear it Saturday right here on WBUR at 7 in the morning and again at 7 in the evening. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Anthony.